This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli directs Industry Ministry to bring concrete plans and programs to increase export and employment. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges to simplify citizenship acquisition in accordance with Constitution. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges for taking precaution against coal, citing dropping temperatures. And last rites of former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to be performed on Saturday. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has directed the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to bring concrete plans and programs to increase export and employment in the country. The Prime Minister's instruction came during a briefing from the Industry Ministry in Simadarbar today on the use of domestic goods in public bodies, effective operation of domestic industries and employment growth. The discussion also focused on increasing production and employment by operating the industries including Gorakhkali Rubber Industry, Udaipur Cement Factory, Biratnagar Jute Mill, Janakpur Cigarette Factory and Hetoda Cement and Textile Industry, which have been closed and in a state of uncertainty for a long time. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has pledged to simplify the acquisition of citizenship in accordance with the Constitution and laws. While receiving a report submitted by the Citizenship Problem Resolution Study Committee at the Ministry in Simadarbar today, Home Minister Lekhak said that the citizenship is a highly sensitive issue and it should be considered seriously. The Home Minister clarified that citizenship should not be denied in the name of procedural hassles, and the verdict related to citizenship given by the Supreme Court from time to time should be respected. The committee prepared its report with recommendations after studying the court verdicts, the existing legal provisions and the complications seen on the topic of citizenship distribution at various district administration offices. The newly appointed vice-chancellors of three universities today took the oath of office and secrecy before Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli. The Prime Minister, in his capacity as the university chancellor, administered the oath of office and secrecy to the vice-chancellors of Nepal Sanskrit University, Professor Dr. Dhaneshwar Nepal, to vice-chancellor of Pokhara University, Professor Dr. Bedraj Keshi, and to Vice-Chancellor of Agriculture and Forestry University, Professor Dr. Sarada Thapaliya, at a ceremony organized at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar. Local, rural municipalities and municipalities and district affiliated association and federation have submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli demanding a meeting of National Coordination Council. A delegation comprising chairperson of the National Association of Rural Municipalities in Nepal submitted the 7-point memo to Prime Minister Oli at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar today. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli expressed a commitment to making empowered local levels by formulating appropriate budgets. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has urged for taking precaution against coal, citing the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology's information about the impending cloudy weather from the afternoon today. Authority spokesperson Dijan Bhattarai urged for taking precaution as the coal and coal wave will intensify, resulting in health problems due to coal. He said that snowfall is forecast in the high hilly and mountainous region, rainfall in various places and coal wave in Tarai region. Former President of Sri Lanka Ranil Wickremesinghe is arriving Nepal tomorrow. According to a spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Krishna Prasad Dhakal, Wickremesinghe is scheduled to come to Nepal for his personal visit. According to the ministry, necessary protocol and security arrangement would be provided for him as the former president. He will have meetings and visits in his own way. Nepal and Sri Lanka had established diplomatic relations on the 1st of July in 1957. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal, not Stamper, Swordback.
विदेश गए पनि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The progress of the under-construction dry port at Timure in Rasuwa has received a good push with a completion of 72% of the estimated task. Executive Director of Nepal Intermodal Transport Development Board, Ashish Gajural, said that the dry port being developed with the technical and financial assistance from the Government of China along with Nepal-China border has achieved 72% of the target. An embankment on the bank of Bhutikosi River, entrance gate, access road, buildings of the warehouse and other facilities have been completed so far. According to Gajral, the project is expected to complete by the end of the current fiscal year. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithi Biswa Grung has stressed on making the telecommunications works more effective. Addressing a program organized by Nepal Telecommunications Authority in Pokhara today, Communication Minister Grung directed the authority to deliver quality telecommunications services in the major highways, as complaints are frequently received from such areas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The last rites of Indian former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh will be conducted on Saturday after his body is moved to All India Congress Committee headquarters in New Delhi for the public to convey their condolences. According to Indian media reports, the Indian Congress announced that citizens and party workers could visit the headquarters at Akbar Road on Saturday to express their condolences. The 92-year-old two-time Prime Minister passed away at New Delhi's Ames Hospital on Thursday night, barely hours after being rushed to the hospital in a critical condition. Manmohan Singh is widely recognized as the architect of India's economic reforms, especially since the early 1990s. In honor of the late Prime Minister Singh, the Indian government has announced 7 days of mourning with a state funeral schedule as a mark of respect. A NASA spacecraft has made history by surviving the closest ever approach to the sun. According to the BBC, scientists received a signal from the Parker Solar Probe just before midnight Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, after it had been out of communication for several days during its burning hot flyby. NASA said that the probe was safe and operating normally after it passed just 6.1 million kilometers from the solar surface. It is said that the probe plunged into our star's outer atmosphere on the Christmas Eve, enduring brutal temperatures and extreme radiation in quest to better our understanding of how the sun works. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the possibility of light to moderate rain in many places of Sudhir Pashchim and Karnali province, as well as in some places in the high hilly areas of Kusi province, with the possibility of light rain in a few places in the remaining provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall in some places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Industry Ministry to bring concrete plans and programs to increase export and employment. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak pledges to simplify citizenship acquisition in accordance with Constitution. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority urges for taking precaution against cold, citing dropping temperatures. And last rites of former Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to be performed on Saturday. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.